Okay, it's moving. Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Zayin. Daf Mem Zayin. We are, the last thing we were discussing, on Mem Vav Mem Beis, we're up to Amar Rabba. We were discussing the different aspects of Geirus, the different ingredients, Mila, Tvila, do you need both? Do you need one or the other? Is one Iker? Is one Tafel? All different Shitos in the Gemara. And again, this is a discussion that's expanded upon by the Rishonim and the Achronim. What's the Iker part of Geirus? Are there two halves of a process? Is one a Tanai? Is one more central? And we'll get more a little bit relate to that again later today when we talk about is the order crucial? Okay, but the last thing we were discussing was about tefillah b'Shabbos. So the Rishonim have already pointed out that here it says that tefillah's ger b'Shabbos is aser, while the Gemara in Beitza discusses and elsewhere that tefillah mitumah latara is mutter on Shabbos. So what's the difference between this Gemara and the other Gemara? So the various Rishonim will give different reasons. We saw Tosfos. And the other Rishonim, maybe here it's different because there's a Beis Din watching, maybe here it's different because it's there's no greater tikkun than becoming Jewish. I didn't mention it, but the Rambam gives a whole, the Rambam doesn't paskin like this Gemara at all. The Rambam says the reason that Geirus is, Tefillah's Geirus Asar on Shabbos is because it's Din, and ain't done in B'Shabbos. So that's just another Shita of the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. That's why you're not allowed to do Tefillah's Tefillah B'Shabbos. Okay, next Gemara. I'm sorry, there was one other point I wanted to mention. Tosfos at the end of the sugya I mentioned yesterday, Tosfos Dibur Baschol de Rebbe, quotes a machlokes with opposite shitos. What about, the Bahag says, in Tosfos Baschol de Rebbe Yossi, what about a ger that comes to convert and he already has a bris mila? He's mahol. Gershon is Gayer Kshuhu Mahul. So the Bahag says, a goy that comes that is mahol already, requires a tafas dam bris. A guy requires davas tam bris, but a katan shenolad mahul, says the Bahag, does not need davas tam bris because he was never an arel, says Tosfos. A katan was never an arel, while a that's why he does not need davas tam bris. While a guy needs it, and the Rabbeinu Chananel says just the opposite. Rabbeinu Chananel says no, a ger that's mahul is better because he had actually had a physical mila. Mashiach a katan never had a physical mila. So it's a very beautiful lumdish machlokes. I get to talk about what exactly is the machayev of bris mila. Is it the shem arel? Is it the lack of a maisa mila? But again, that's two opposite shitos in Tosfos, the Bahag versus Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, that is on Mem Vav Mem Beis. Now let's continue. Amar Rabba, seven lines up or so. Amar Rabba, uvda havi bei Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi. There was a story with Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi. Rav Yosef masi Rav Oshia bar Rabbi, and Rav Yosef adds Rav Oshia bar Rabbi into the story. He was also there. Rav Safra masi Rav Oshia bar Rabbi, and Rav Safra adds in this third Rabbi. Das lekabe ger shemol velo taval. There was a ger that came in front of them that was that had a bris mila, and he did not have tevila yet. Omar le shoy kana v'macher v'nitz belinach. It was nighttime. They said, wait till tomorrow, and then we'll be matbil you. We'll put you in the mikveh tomorrow morning. Shema mina tzlas. We learned three things from that story. Shema mina ger tzorach shlosha. Number one, that Geirus requires a bezdin witnessing what takes place. Ger tzorach shlosha. That's why the second and the third opinion add on another person to the story. They add on because they say it has to be, you have to have three. Remember, Tosfos yesterday said the three is not required for the tefillah. Three is only required for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So you have to work out and fit this Gemara into that Yisod of Tosfos. Not all of Rishonim agree with that Tosfos. Other Tosfos came up with that answer because of a question that he had. You could give other answers to that question. V'shmamina, number two, eino geret sheyamo v'yitbol. Number two, Geirus requires tefillah, mila is not enough. That's the second point you learned from the story. V'shmamina, ein matbil in ger balayla. Number three, you can't do tefillah ger balayla. That's what they said. Wait, come back tomorrow, and we will be matbil to you tomorrow. Says the Gemara 1 minute, maybe you can learn a fourth idea from the story, that you need experts, you need mumchin, after all, these were all mumchin. So the Gemara says, no, dilma to iklu. No, there's no raya. It might have just happened that these three great rabbis were together, but not dafka, that you need mumchin. Amar Chia Bar Abba Amar Yochanan Ger Tzorach Shlosha Mishpah Ksivbe. Rabbi Yochanan has another shita that Ger needs a bested because Mishpah Ksivbe, it says Mishpat by Geris. Rashi says Mishpat Echad Yelachem Vila Ger Hagar. So Geris is written next to Mishpat. So that's how you know also that Geris requires three. What happens if you did tefillah at night? Is it b'dieved okay or not? If you did tefillah at night, tefillah is ger. So Tosfos says, second to last Tosfos, Eimat bilin ger balayla, the mishpat ksiv bei, the afal pisha kfar mau, chashiv lei, kitchilas din. What is Tosfos referring to? There's a halacha in Dinei Mamonos. Dinei Mamonos, you have to start the din by yom, but you can be gomer the din by layla. Tchilas Mishnah Sanhedrin. Tchilas din bayom v'gomen balayla. Tosfos is obviously alluding to that question. What do you mean? If you're ready on Mila and Tfila, even if it's a process, shouldn't Tfila be considered Sof din, Gemar din, the second half of the process, and therefore it should be okay at night? Tosfos is alluding to the fact and saying, no, even though you're ready on Mila, still Tfila is considered Tchilas din, which would not be allowed at night. The Ritva here says Beferish. The Ritva says Beferish. Even if you do Tefillah at night, you'd have to do Tefillah again, because Tefillah is Ketchilas Din. The Rambam argues. The Rambam holds that B'di'eved, and the Ritva quotes the Rambam, B'di'eved, Tefillah Balayla would be okay, and the way the Rashba, and the Ritva just argues, says, I don't agree, because it's Ketchilas Din. So the Rashba explains the Rambam that no, you have to say, according to the Rambam holds that once Mila was done, that Tefillah is considered Gemar Din, Tefillah is considered Gemar Din, and therefore it would be kosher at night. The only difference is that, what about Lechatchila? If it's Gemar Din, could you even do Gemar Din Lechatchila Balayla? Or is Gemar Din always B'dievet? You know, I try to do it by day, and B'dievet, if you continue, you could do it Balayla. Instead, this is a discussion of the Achronim relate to the Ksos. There's a shita of the Ksos in Simen Hay. Simen Hay in Choshe Mishpat, where the Ksos says the din of Tchilas din Bayom, Vizgemar din Balayla, is not based on Hemshech. One way to understand that halacha is that because you started by day, even if you finished by night, it's as if you did it by day, because you go by the Tchila. Says the Ksos, no, there's no din like that. Gemar din Balayla is a halacha per se, meaning even if you didn't have a Tchilas din. Or let's say you did the whole thing by Laila. Let's say you did Tchilas Din and Softin by Dinei Mamonos by Laila. Like so it says, it would be kosher. You did the Tchilas Din properly, that's true, but the Gemar Din was 100% fine. It's not a din of a Hemshech from daytime, it's just that the Tchilas Din has no halacha of, the Softin has no halacha of being by Yom, and never you can do it by Laila. So according to the Rambam, though, you have to say that even if Tefillah is Balayla, you have to say this is somewhat different than Dinei Mamonos, because according to that idea of the Ksos, Gemar Din Lechatchila can be done by Laila. There's no reason that it has to be done by Yom. While here, according to the Gemara, it seems Eimat Bila Gemar Laila at least is a Lechatchila. So at least on a Lechatchila level, it's not exactly that Tefillah is the same thing as Din. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Mishaba V'amar. Somebody comes to Beis Din and says, Gerani, I am a Ger. Tosfos points out on the next Amud, but the Tosfos really belongs here. We're talking about somebody who we thought was a guy. Up until now, we thought this person was a guy. And he comes to Beis Din and says, I am a Ger. I am a convert. Gerani, Yochel Dekablenu, you might think we accept him. We've always thought he's not Jewish. I hear these tragic stories about people who have sold their chametz to a certain person for so many years, and all of a sudden he comes one day and says, oh, by the way, my mother, you know, I had a bar mitzvah. My mother's Jewish, or whatever. These crazy stories. So again, this is somebody says, I'm a ger, and we always thought he was not Jewish. Tamalomar itcha b'muchzak lecha. Based on a pasuk of itcha, which we're going to quote later, b'muchzak lecha. Only somebody who is muchzak to you, as a Jew, do we accept as a Jew. The Ritva quotes that this is a milsa da'avidi legluye. We're going to find out if he's Jewish one way or another very soon. We could check it out. So it says Tosfos, muchzak lecha, the halach is that we wouldn't accept him just without proving it. Haba ve'idavi momen hayin. How do you know that if he comes and his edim, he brings edim that he is a ger, how do you know that you believe him then? Tamalomar v'chiyagur itcha ger, because then that itcha includes. Why would you have thought of otherwise? It's beis edim. The Gemara is going to ask it later on. Biartzachem, next word in the pasuk, in your land, gerim are in your land. So the Gemara says, ainli ela ba'aretz. This only tells me that I would have thought that gerim are only accepted in Eretz Yisrael. Bechutz la'aretz minayin. How do I know that I accept gerim even in chutz la'aretz? Tamalomar itcha bechol makom she'itcha. With you, wherever you are, you can accept gerim. Why would you have thought otherwise? What's the havamina? To say that, oh, Geirim only in Eretz Yisrael. What's, is that a mitzvah tuliyah ba'aretz? Why dafka Geirim in Eretz Yisrael? So that's the next Tosfos. Tosfos Yiraskol Ein. Tosfos says, either, it's basically just a Xeris HaKasiv, or the second half of Tosfos. You might have said that the inspiration of Eretz Yisrael is what inspired these people to become Geirim, and maybe only there, were choshesh that they're not going to retract and go back on their previous behavior. Because they're in Eretz Yisrael, and the godless of Eretz Yisrael is going to make sure that they're not haji behu. But otherwise, outside of Eretz Yisrael, maybe you would think that we would be choshesh that they would be chozerbo, and therefore we wouldn't accept them in the first place. So that was the havamina that only in Eretz Yisrael, kamash malan, any place. Im kein, matam alomer, Gemara says, ba'aretz, if we accept gerb even in chutz la'aretz. So why does the Torah emphasize ba'aretzachem, ba'aretz tzarech lahavi raya, b'chutz la'aretz tzarech ein tzarech lahavi raya. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, why? Because there's a difference. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they have to bring a raya that they converted. And Rashi here says the same thing that Tosfos just said. Because you might think that they're lying, that they really didn't convert, but they're in Eretz Yisrael, they see the Jewish people, it's wonderful. So therefore, that's why we're choshesh, that they're not telling the truth. So in Eretz Yisrael, they have to bring a raya that they converted, b'chutz la'aretz, else they don't. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chum argue, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Tzarech La'avi Raya. No, you always have to bring a Raya, say the Chacham. Shderach Agav, there's a problem with the Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam, there are two days in the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't pass on like either of them. The Chachamim say you always have to bring a Raya. The Rabbi Yehuda says in Eretz Yisrael you have to bring a Raya, in Chutz La'aretz you don't. And the Rambam passes like the opposite opinion. That in Chutz La'aretz you do have to bring a Raya, and in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to bring a Raya. And the Ravid says, the Rambam's not like anybody. So the Raya, that's in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel. So it's a question where the Rambam, what the source of the Rambam is. Okay, that is the Brisa quoted. So now the Gemara is going to talk about the Brisa. Bahu ve'edavimo. So what the Brisa say? If he comes, if this person who we thought was not Jewish comes and brings witnesses with him that he is Jewish, so then we believe him. So the Gemara says, Lamali kra lamali. So that's two edim. So what do you need a pasuk? You need a pasuk to teach you that two edim are gonna tell me that this guy is Jewish? Of course, it's two edim. Amar Rav Sheshes, there's nothing better than two witnesses. Amar Rav Sheshes, hi, the Amri. No, really, this is the case. The two Edom come with him and say, Shamanu shenizgayir bebezin shaploni. They don't say, we witness the Geirus. We say, we heard that he converted in such and such a bezdin. It's kind of like aid me pa. We heard that this is what occurred. So that's not really Edus shalbez. So sakadai the chamino lo lehim ninhu. So there, you might have said that's not enough. They heard that it took place. We're going to get to the whole second half of the second Yavam is all about Eidus Isha, where we have flexibility in terms of believing when somebody says, when somebody comes to a woman and says, your husband died. But here, this is about real Geirus. You might say you might even have a higher standard. What is accepted to know that somebody's Jewish? Kamash Malan, we would accept these two Eidim, but this is what they say. Fine. That's that part of the Brisa. Next part of the Brisa. Sorry? This one is because of Efshel Avarer. Efshel Avarer, meaning it's like the Ritva said, Mesel David Ilagluye. So maybe that's part of why we would trust it. Okay. Ba'aretz, Ainli, Ela Ba'aretz, B'chutz La'aretz, B'nayin, Tamalomar, Itzcha, B'chol Makom, She'itzcha. That was the next part of the Brisa. That you would have thought you would only accept converts in Eretz Yisrael. Kamash Balan, you accept converts even outside, even in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Gemara, V'ha Fiktei. You just used the word itcha earlier to exclude something. Right, the bottom line of the previous amud, itcha excluded and said only b'muchzak l'cha, only somebody who we know for sure is Jewish. And now the later part of the Brisa is using the same word itcha to include even people outside the land of Israel. So the Gemara says chada me itcha v'chada me imach. No, there are really two words in the pasuk. Itcha is excluding, imach is including. So really, it's based on two different words. Or the Gra says maybe it's itchem, not imach. So that's the next part of the Braisa. Third part of the Braisa, the Chachamim omrim, bein baris bein mechutz laaretz tzarich lavi raya. The Chachamim argued on Rabbi Yehuda and said, wherever a ger is coming from, where he was muchzak to be a goy beforehand, he has to bring a proof. Again, if somebody just moves into the neighborhood and says, hi, how are you? I'm Jewish. So then that we're not going to do research behind this person. Remember, Tosfos said we're talking about somebody that we assume was a guy. I didn't mention, but I saw some Achronim quote that in earlier editions of the Gemara, they assumed that the censors changed it, but in early editions of the Gemara, the original Gemara that we started off with, the second to last line in the previous Amud, is that Tanur Rabbanan, Goy Sheba, not Misheba, Goy Sheba V'Amar Gerani. So the Bir Adaf in the footnotes quotes some Achronim that say that was the original Girsa. That might have been changed, and that's where Tosfos might not have had it. That's why Rabbi Natam has to explain it that way. Okay, back to what we're up to. Say the Chachamim, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laaretz, you have to bring a Raya. The Ela Hog say Ba'aretz. So why does it say Ba'aretz? Rabbi Yehuda was based on the fact that it said Ba'aretzachem in the Pasuk. So according to the Chachamim, there's no difference between Israel and out of Israel. So why does it say Ba'aretzachem? So the Chachamim say, Ahumi Ba'ilei, the Filu Ba'aretz Mekablam Gerim. No. The Kiddush is that you're allowed to accept Gerim in Eretz Yisrael. The opposite of the previous Havamina. The Salkedai, the Chamino, Mishab Tivusa, the Eretz Yisrael, come a Gairi. You might have thought the reason that people would convert is because the godless, the Tivusa of Eretz Yisrael, Vahashtanami Deleket Tivusa, and even though now there is no Tivusa, what is Tivusa? So Rashi says, fourth line, the Pasak Chalavudvash. There's no more Chol HaVudvash today. No more Chol HaVudvash today. It's hard to put your finger on exactly what that means. Eretz Yisrael is still as beautiful as ever, and Eretz Levatz Chol HaVudvash. So Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says here, he quotes Rashi, he says he thinks it just means the Bnei Yisrael sitting B'shalva in their homeland. That we don't have today. We don't have B'shalva in our homeland. So says the Gemara, you might have thought that the reason people are Megayah in Eretz Yisrael is because of the godless of Eretz Yisrael, meaning they're not, so they have some type of ulterior motive or some type of external inspiration, and even though Bisman say you don't have it, but there's still good reasons why people would convert then, because you have all these Matnes Aniyim, somebody's a poor person, he gets Leket, Shikha, Peo, all these different types, so you might say there that you shouldn't accept them, Kamash Valan, you do accept them. Again, this relates to the Gemara we had earlier, the Machlokas Tanoim, whether we accept Gerim with ulterior motives. We paskin yes. We paskin that even if somebody is being Megayer, L'shem Ishus, L'shem whatever reason, it's not the best, but Lamaisa, if they have a true Kabbalah's mitzvos, if their motivations are not righteous, but they have an actual Kabbalah's mitzvos, then they're Gerim. But again, this might have been the Havamina that not to accept them in the first place, Kamash Malan, we do accept them. Period. So just possibly based on that braisa, the halacha is we accept gerim everywhere and wherever they are. If we assume that they weren't Jewish beforehand, they have to bring a raya that they are now Jewish, that they had geiris. So the Gemara says pshita yochad v'rabim halacha rabim. The shita of the chachamim was that you have to bring a raya everywhere. So of course, what's the chiddush of saying you have to? That's the shita of the chachamim. We always pass on like the majority. So mal the teva mistaver time midrabi yehuda the gemasai lekroi chamash malon. Now you might have said that here is different because Rabbi Yehuda works a little better with the psukim. He has a real diak what Ba'artzachem is teaching me. So you might say the psukim fit in a little better to view the shita, and we should paskin that way. Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan, we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Chachamim. Period. So Lamaisa, Lamaskana. The Gemara says we accept Gerim everywhere, and if somebody was assumed to be not Jewish, he has to bring proof that he is Jewish now, that he has some type of Gerus. Okay. Yeah. Geiris, there's a ksav geiris, there's a shtar chalit, there's a ksav get, there's a type of shovar, it's a type of receipt that Bezdin gives whenever a maisa Bezdin takes place. Tanu Rabbanan, next piece. Tanu Rabbanan. Ushpatatem tzedek ben ishu ben achiv ben geiro. You shall judge righteously between man, his friend, and the convert. So Mikanam Rabbi Yehuda says, because you have the word Ushpatatem next to the pasuk, next to the word in the pasuk of geiro, gershin is gayer bebezdin, a reza ger. This is Rabbi Yehuda's makar, that geiris requires a bezdin. only if gerus takes place in a bezdin, is it a good gerus. Beinola veinatzmo eino ger. But a gerus in private is not a gerus. Maisa be'echa shabal fnei Rabbi Yehuda is a story about somebody who came in front of Rabbi Yehuda. And now, we're not talking about somebody who we thought was not Jewish before. Now, l'chor, it seems like we're talking about somebody who was Jewish. So somebody comes in front of Rabbi Yehuda. We assume he was Jewish up till now. Niskayarti b'ni levan asmi. So the person comes in front of Rabbi Yehuda and says, by the way, I had gerus in private. I'm a ger, and I had gerus in private. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, yesh l'cha edim. Rabbi Yehuda says, do you have edim that your gerus was in private? Amar Leilav says, no, sorry. Tosfos says, what do you mean? Gerus, that your gerus was in private, then it wasn't in private. How could you have edim that your gerus was in private? If you have edim that gerus was in private, it's not private anymore. That's Tosfos' question. It's a circular discussion. Tosfos Zibur Maschil Yesh Lecha Edim. Tosfos doesn't really answer the question. Tosfos Rosh says, no, edim, because you need bezdin. Edim a two. So that's what it means. You have edim that it was in private. Private here doesn't mean private, private. Private just means you didn't have three. So that's what it means here. Yesh Lecha Edim. Tosfos Rosh. Do you have edim that you didn't have a bezdin? Amar Leilav, no, I don't. Yesh Lecha Banim. Do you have children? Amar Leihein, yes, I have wonderful children. Amalei says Rabbi Yehuda to him, Ne'eman atol lefsolat atzbacha, ve'i atol ne'eman lefsolat panecha. You're believed about yourself, but you're not believed about your kids. Meaning, you don't have the power to say your kids aren't Jewish. You've been Jewish for 25 years, you've been getting the third Aliyah in Shul, you can't come along and say one day, oh, you know, my kids, first of all, your gerus was without a bezdin. But you want to say it about yourself? Fine, we can believe you about yourself. We'll talk about what this Na'amanus is based on in a minute. But you can't be believed about your children. So let's just finish the discussion, and then we'll come back to what this Na'amanus is based on. Says the Gemara, Umiyam Rav Yehuda Abanim Lomehemin. Does Rav Yehuda really hold that a person is not believed when he says something negative about his children? Vahatanya, but we have a brisa that says, Yakir, the Pasuk says, by Bechor, Parshas Kiseitse, Yakirenu La'acherim. What does it mean? Yakir, he should recognize. He shall identify to others. Yakirenu la'achirim. Mikanam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ne'eman adam lomar zebni b'char. A person is believed to say, this is my firstborn son. Ukashem sh'ne'eman lomar zebni b'char. Just like a person can say, this is my firstborn son. Kach ne'eman lomar b'ni zeben gerushahu. Also, he oben chalutzahu. He's also believed to say that this is my son, who is the son of a kohen and a grusha. Meaning, I'm a Kohen, and I married a Grusha, and this is the product of that marriage. Or a Ben Chalutza, meaning my son's a Chalol. Person is believed to say my son's a Chalol, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Kasha. So why, in our case, did Rabbi Yehuda paskin that a person is not believed to say his kids aren't Jewish? While here, we know Rabbi Yehuda says he is believed to say that my son is a Chalol. And the Chum say, by the way, he's not believed to say that. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda, the Stira is in Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the Kasha. The Me'iri hat, we're going to get back to this, but the Me'iri has two deos here, what do you mean he's a Ben Gerusha? So what's he saying? That he did an Aveira? That he lived with a Grusha? So Einad the Mesa Masma Rasha. We had that earlier in the Masechta. We're going to talk about that more in a minute. A person can't testify, say he was a Rasha, we don't believe him. Right? Adam Karo Bezal Asma, the Gemara said earlier in Yuvamis and in Sanhedrin. So Einad the Mesa Masma Rasha. So the Me'iri says, maybe this is different. Special Xeris Akas of Yakir, he's believed to say it by Bechor, about his son, even though he's saying he did an Aveira. Or maybe he's saying he did a Peshoge. I didn't realize she was a Grusha. She didn't tell me she was a Grusha. So I lived with her, and this is a Chalal, but I didn't realize she was a Grusha. It's 2 days in the Me'iri, whether you have to say Peshoge or even B'meis. Either way, we're back to the question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, again, why did he pass him in this case that he's not believed to say his children are not Jewish, while he is believed to say his children are Chalalim? So the Gemara has two answers. Amr of Nachman bar Yitzchak Hachi Kamarlei. This is what Rabbi Yehuda told him. Really, according to me, you know, a Jewish person is believed about his children. But you know what? Lidvarecha Ovid Kachavimata. But according to you, you're a guy. You're not Jewish. Ve'en Edus Lo Ovid Kachavim. And a non-Jew can't give Edus. So Mitzid, I would believe a Jew, but you're telling me you're not Jewish. So I'm not going to believe your testimony about somebody else. Answer number one, to get out of the stira. Answer number two, Ravina Amar Hachika Amar Lei. This is what Rabbi Yehuda really told him. This is the pshat of the story, of our story, of the man who came and said he wasn't Jewish. Yesh Lecha Banim, this was the conversation that took place. Do you have children? Hein. He says yes. Yesh Lecha B'nei Banim, do you have grandchildren? Hein. He says yes. Amar Lei, this is what Rabbi Yehuda answered him. Ne'eman atal lefsol banecha, v'yata ne'eman lefsol b'nei banecha. What does this line mean? Tosfos explains it as follows. If you only had children, not grandchildren, then you believed about them. You believed about yourself, you believed about your children. That's only one generation. But since you have grandchildren and you're not believed about your grandchildren, it doesn't make sense to believe you about your children and not your grandchildren, so then we don't believe you about anybody. If you only have children, fine, we believe you about yourself and your children. But because you have grandchildren and you're not believed to apostle your grandchildren, so then it doesn't make sense to apostle your children and not your grandchildren, so then you don't have power to apostle anybody. So that's how you answer the steer. Really, Rabbi Yehuda says, you do have authority to apostle your children, but not your grandchildren. And in the case where there are grandchildren, then memelu, you can't apostle anybody. Let's just do the brisa, that's Tanya Nami Hachi, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Tanya Nami Hachi, fourth line, Rabbi Yehuda Amu, we have a brisa that supports this understanding. Ne'eman adam lomar abono katan, ve'er ne'eman abono gadol. A person is believed about his small child, katan, and not about his gadol. V'yam Rabbi Yehuda Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, don't take the words katan and gadol literally. Lo katan katan mamish, lo gadol gadol mamish. What does gadol and katan mean? Ela katan v'yesh lo banim ze'o gadol. If it's somebody has children, that's considered a gadol. So that's exactly what we just said. If somebody has grandchildren, he's not believed. That's where the Bryce says gadol. Gadol ve'in lo banim ze'o katan. But if somebody's a gadol without children, he's called a katan in the Bryce. And that's what he's believed for that. So that's the Bryce that supports this second understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. Finishing up, the Hilchas HaKavasi, the Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And we hold like Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak's answer, which was the first answer. The first answer. And that means that there's no difference between children and grandchildren. The first answer, which we had on the first wide line, just said that really, you believe him about everything, but here, the guy says he's a guy. That's why we don't believe him. Iva Tani Kavasi de Ravina. What did he do with the Bryce that supported Ravina, the second answer? Hahula Inyan Yakir Itmar. That's a special Xeris Akasa regarding Yakir. That regarding Yakir, regarding Bechor, a person is believed about his children and not about his grandchildren. Period. Okay, yeah. Just check the mother. That's what Tosfos discusses. Tosfos Dibra Maslo Naaman says, what's going on? Who cares about the father? What about the mother? So Tosfos assumes that Rabbi Yehuda has to hold that Goy ve'evet aval bas yisrael avlad mamzer. He has to hold like that opinion. That's the last few skinny lines of Tosfos Dibra Maslo Naaman. But the first few lines of Tosfos we have to talk about now. And that is, let's get back to the Iker Din of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says to this guy, to this person who we thought was Jewish, and all of a sudden says he's a Goy, that he had Geiris in private, he's believed about himself and not about his children. What is that Naaman is based on? Is it possible to give yourself a bris milah? Again, you have to have a bezdin in here.
No,
is it physically possible?
Yeah,
is it? I guess it's physically possible.
He did it himself, right?
No, he did it himself. No, benilavin atzmi. We said according to those Rosh means without a bezdin. Without a bezdin. So again, also right. So that's right. Could have a friend there. So what is this Naaman is based on? So Tosfos brings in the important topic, the first three lines of Tosfos Naaman, Haynu Dafka, what do you mean he's believed about himself? Regarding what? Tosfos says, regarding Mili Demashvi Nafshe Chaticha De Isura. The sugya of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha De Isura. If I declare that something is usher to me, I'm allowed to do that. I could say that something is usher to me, and it kicks in. That's called the sugya of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha De Isura. That's what it's based on. And that's why, so Lomai Nafkamina, so what can't this person do now? He said he's not Jewish. So Linyan what? Okay, we're not going to count it for a minion. We're not going to, so Linyan what? Is he usher? So Tosfos quotes Shavya Nafshi Chaticha De Isura. So regarding what? So the Rosh quotes two Nafkaminas. Number one, if he wants to marry a Jewish woman now, if he wants to marry a Jewish woman, we're not going to let him. It's not going to work, number one. And the Rosh says, number two, what if a shar shel Yisrael shenagach shoru? What if a Jewishly owned ox now gores his shar? So he's going to be putter. That the shar shel Yisrael is going to be putter because that's halachan baba kama and hamotzei mechaver lav araya. So we assume now you're not Jewish. And therefore, that's included in Shavya Anashe Chaticha de Isura. Okay, the question that the Echronim asked, though, one more point here, and that is, so we're saying Shavya Nafshe. We say Shavya Nafshe, and therefore, what is Shavya Nafshe? Another example of Shavya Nafshe is a person says, this woman is usher to me because of a certain reason, where Ksuba says. So you have the power to say somebody is usher to you. But what are we talking about here? The guy says, I'm not Jewish. If you're not Jewish, then he should be mutter in any person. He should become Jewish, he should be mutter. What do you mean he's not Jewish? If he's not Jewish, the Achronim ask, the Biur Adav, of course, a number of Achronim, Rav Shimon and others, if a person is not Jewish, how does Shavya Anafshe working here? Chaticha de Isura. He's not Jewish. So the Achronim say maybe this proves one of the approaches of how do we understand Shav Yanav Shechadicha Yisura. This is a discussion of the Ksos and others. What does it mean that I could say something is usher to me? Is that what's called Ne'emanus? We believe him regarding this discussion. He has Ne'emanus to say this, and we really believe this is true. Or what the Ksos calls Neder. Neder. He has no Ne'emanus. But you could usher things on yourself using the power of Nedarim. Promise. You take a shrua, you're mudar hana. So that's how Shavya Nafshe works. So Achronim say that maybe this Gemara proves the approach of Neder, not Ne'emanis. Because what do you mean Ne'emanis? He's a guy. So what do you mean Shavya Nafshe applying to him? He says he's not Jewish. Shavya Nafshe shouldn't apply to him. So maybe this proves that it's midin Neder, and anybody, even a non-Jew, Lechora, could take a promise that something will be usher to him. Okay, either way, this is a limited ne'emanus that only applies to him and not to his children. Tosfos says, Shav Ya'anafshe. Okay, let's go to the next piece. Okay, there's more to talk about, but again, as we said yesterday, there's a lot on these dafim. Let's continue. Tana Rabbana. Ger Shabbal is Gair. Famous few lines. So Ger that comes to convert, Bizman Azeh. What do we tell Ger? A potential convert. Omrim lo, we tell him, after he showed a little bit of interest, Mara Issa, Shabbos Gayer, why do you want to become Jewish? Iata Yodea, right? We don't missionize. We don't believe in missionaries, the Jewish people. We are, right, the Pasuk in Parshas Dvarim, I think, says, Ki atem, right, Hama'at Mikol Amim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves you, we're the smallest nation. Somebody, we're Jewish, we're the Amanifchar. If somebody wants to join us, we even discourage them, because we want to make sure that they are committed. So, don't you know that Jews, you don't have to look hard to realize this, but don't you know Jews are devuyim, dechufim, sechufim, meturafim, we're the most pushed around people. Look throughout Jewish history. Right? If they just look at the front pages of the newspapers, there's no more anti any other religion in the world. You realize who you want to join? We have tremendous tsaris. So, Im Omer, if he says, if he says, you're right, I realize that, and you know what? I'm not even privileged enough to be part of that religion. You know, they're so special. So the Makabal no Sobiyah, then we accept him right away. He's got the right attitude. Umodian Oso, Mixas Mitzvos Kalos, Mixas Mitzvos Chamuros. And then little by little, we let him know about the mitzvos. Some Mitzvos Kalos, some Mitzvos Chamuros. Aye. How can you teach a non-Jew Torah? How can you teach it? We learned it, we had a Mesechus Chagiga. You know, it's an Isser to teach a non-Jew Torah. A non-Jew is allowed to learn Torah. So what's the answer? The Marsha says in Shabbos Laman Aleph on the Gemara about Hillel teaching the potential convert of all of Torah one leg. How can he teach him anything? Bolhis Gayer is an exception, obviously. If you're coming to convert, if you're on the process, that's an exception to the rule. That's what you're allowed to do. The Marsha in Shabbos Laman Aleph, similar to the discussion we had yesterday of the Aruch Laner. If somebody had Mila before Shabbos, says, we need to have Tefillah, that's an exception to the rule of Ger Shashavas. That Ger, who's not Jewish yet, is allowed to keep Shabbos. The Aruch Laner yesterday, the Marsha today. Got to put those two together. Yeah.
Why do you have to take some Mitzvah Kalos?
What?
Why do you teach some Mitzvah Kalos?
Ah, so what about Mitzvah Kalos? So what's a Mitzvah Kala? What's a Mitzvah Kala? So l'chora, the pashtus is that it's the Mitzvah Chamuros that they're going to prevent him from coming. He's going to hear about these serious Mitzvahs. Mitzvah Chamuros, forget it, he's going to turn around. Says the Meiri, unbelievable. Says the Meiri, and this is drasha material, as I've said in the past. Anything used before 7 a.m. is allowed to be used in a drasha again. Says the Meiri, right here. What does it mean? It's the Mitzvah Kalos that have convinced him to turn around. Why? Because Ovdi Alilim, Ein Lehem Badarchi Daseyem, Bavodas Alilim, Mitzvah Yiseiros. What do the other religions have? They have major laws. They have Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayas. The Jewish people, how do you tie your shoes? How do you go to the bathroom? Got a strange religion. I don't want to get into this. Mitzvahs Kalos, these tiny little mitzvahs. What kind of religion is this? God tells you how to do every single thing in your life? I can't take this. So Davka says the Miri is the Mitzvahs Kalos. Ukeshe Yishma Mitzvahs Yeseros Vahakalos Yomer Belibo Kamedik Dukin Hey Medaktikim Lo Litzarech Vyachsarbo. Says the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Sichas Musar, in Tavshin Lamed Beis, Maimer Chav Zayin, he says, that's Yahadus. Yahadus, quotes his Meiri. Yahadus is about even the nitty gritty, even the tiny little details. It's the Mitzvahs Kalos that differentiates us from the other religions. All religions have Mitzvahs Chamuros. They have certain major laws. But it's the Mitzvahs Kalos that makes us unique, and that's what's going to make him turn around. Why? Because that's an Eved. An Eved is somebody who's governed in all areas of his life. like we said yesterday. That's why we're like Eved Kenani. Kavale Marka Gigas. God has brought up with a mountain on our heads. L'shem Eved Kenani. L'shem to be an Eved to him. But he says that's Eved means it's an all-encompassing Avdus, and it's the mitzvahs Kalas that are going to convince him to turn around. Okay? Good. Continuing, where are we? So Mrs. Kalos and Mitzvahs Chamuros, Umodino so Avon Lekat Shikha Vepeya Maiserani. And you tell them all about Lekat Shikha and Peya. Why Dafka that? The Gemara will talk about it. We tell them all about the grains that the poor people are allowed to take. Umodino so on Shishal Mitzvahs, and you also tell them punishments for violating Mitzvahs. Omrim lo, we tell them, Havayodea, do you realize? Sha'achlo Baslamida Zu Achata Chelev Yeta Anish Kares. Do you realize that yesterday when you ate shreif, there was no problem with it? Chilalta Shabbos, yeta onus skila. Yesterday when you drove to go wherever on Shabbos, on Saturdays, there was no problem with it. V'yachshav, now you're going to be up the creek. Achal dechelev onus kareis, chilalta Shabbos onus skila. Now all of a sudden you have kashrus and you have Shabbos. Do you realize what you're getting yourself into? U'kashem shemudino so on shishal mitzvos. And just like you teach him about the punishment for not doing mitzvos, kach modino so ma'an scharan, and also you teach him, tell him a little bit about the schar. Omrim lo have yodea realize. Sha'olam haba, inu asri lo tzadikim. Olam haba is wonderful, but it's only for tzadikim. V'yisrael bizman hazeh inu mechon l'chabel. And now we're getting back to the Jewish people. The Jewish people, bizman hazeh, cannot accept lo rov tovav, lo rov peranis. We can't have it too good, we can't have it too bad. We can't have it too good. Why? Rashi quotes that maybe we're going to be too raised too high. We're going to be raised too high, and we're going to sin. Lower up front is we're going to be raised too. We're going to be pushed down too low. We need too much, right? This reminds us of the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. But the Gemara says, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Save us, right? Well, we want to do tshuva, but mima akev sa'arsha be'isa v'shibin malchias, right? Where is the Daf Yizayin or so? So sa'arsha be'isa v'shibin malchias, and the Marsha there says, why dafka those two? The sa'arsha be'isa is the Yitzhahara that pushes up us up too much. The Shibin Malchias is the other nations that pushes us down too much. That's the Marsha. So here too, Lo Rof Tov of Lo Rof Peranis. Lo Rof Tov will be raised too much. Lo Rof Peranis will be pushed down too much. So we have a tough life. We tell this Ger. The Ein Mar Ben Alav, and we don't scare him totally, Rashi says, La Ayim Alav, but we just make sure that he's committed. The Ein Medachtik Ben Alav, you don't go through every single detail of the Torah, but we just give him this general attitude. Kibel, yeah.
Nothing in here about Ikrim of the
Muna? No. What are Mitzvahs Chamuros? Maybe that's allusion to Ikari Amuna. Right, so it's unclear exactly what Chamuros are. Right, the Animamins. What about the Animamins? Right, so again, is that, so maybe interesting, maybe you don't focus on that right away. It's easier for people to believe. The Lamaisa, the actions, day by day, that's what's going to be difficult. Because that's what they're used to, right? And in other religions, right, a person does a terrible averus and he goes to the clergy. I believe, I'm finished. You know, okay. You know, tshuva. They only have vidui. They don't have kabbalah la'asid. They only have confession, right? So again, maybe that's what we focus on the ma'aseh. So kibel, if he accepts all of this, malanosu miyad, then we do bris milah right away. Boom, you accept it. Wonderful. We do bris milah. Nishtair botis and ma'akvenes amilah. If as we do the Mila, there are still tzitzin hama'akvin, meaning parts of the Mila. We have this in Masech HaShabbos, parts of the foreskin that were not cut off, that's ma'akev, the mitzvah. So chozer namalon otzoshniyah. Then we go, and we do it again. Why do we have to have this detail of bris Mila here? What's this stuck in here for? So we'll see a little bit later. Beautiful thought. Nisrapa matmilon otzomiyad. Once he gets healed from the Mila, so then we put him into a mikvah. We dug him into a mikvah. Asks Tosfos, wouldn't it make sense, if you want to save time, you want to make him Jewish as fast as possible, first put him in the mikvah, you don't have to wait after that, and then do bris milah. Why don't you do the opposite order? What do you have to do the milah, and then wait a week, and then do tefillah until he gets healed? Stop Tosfos. Tosfos says, what do you see from here? Milah has to be before tefillah. Milah has to be in order. You got to do milah before tefillah. Tosfos does not quote any svara here. The Rashba adds, because tefillah is the ikker. Tefillah is the tachlis of nichnas tachas yisra, tachas kanfei yashchina, and that's why tefillah has to be the last stage. And the Ritva quotes the Lashon Av, if you do tefillah first, it's ketovel v'sheretz biyado. It's like you have a sheretz, just like if you have a sheretz in your hand and you go to the mikvah, you don't become tahar. So to tefillah, if you have an arla still, the tefillah is not going to work. So Rov Rishonim say, based on a fundamental reason, Mila has to go before Tefillah. The Rebbe of the Rashba and the Ritva, says, no, you know why you have to do Mila first? Because if you do Tefillah first, we want to use Mila also as a test to see if he's ready. If you do Miloy, what a difficult, painful process. So maybe after Miloy, say, forget it, this Jewish religion. Forget it, turn around, so he's not Jewish yet, so it's okay. After Tefillah and then Miloy, then it's stuck. So that's why the Ramban says that that's a practical reason. Fundamentally, says the Ramban, it could be either order. Either order is good enough. So again, that goes to lumdis of Geirus. Is it two parts of a process? According to the Ramban, either or, whatever the order is, doesn't matter. It sounds like it's two parts of the process. The Rashba's Lashon was Beferish. No, Tefillah is the Iker. Mila might be a Tnai, but Tefillah is the Iker Geirus. And that's why the order might be Ma'akev. This is Machlokas Rishonim, but Rov Rishonim hold that Mila is before Tefillah. Interestingly, the Rishonim talk about a Gemara Daf Ayin Ches, which Beis Hashem Menachem, I guess, will do with you. Ayin Ches Menalev later on. The Gemara says, Tosas quotes it. A muberish in his gaira. The Gemara says, if a pregnant woman becomes a convert, then when her child is born, her child does not. She converts and she goes to the mikvah. Her child does not require tevilah. Her child does not require tevilah. That's what the Gemara says. So says Tosfos, what do you mean? Let's say the child's a boy. So he had tevilah, now he's having mila. So that's out of order. Isn't that out of order? So Tosfos says, no. There he's considered part of the mother. He's not considered a human being yet. He's considered part of the mother. The Ramban uses that Gemara to prove his Shita. The Ramban says, you know what you see from that Gemara? It could be out of order. But again, it's a fascinating Gemara about the baby using the tefillah of the mother. There's a Nemuka Yosef there. Big discussion there. That's the Gemara later on Daf Ayin Ches.
In terms of Lumdus, according to that Shita, where tefillah is naked, if somebody's
tall, Lumdus,
not that Yamal.
Yeah, if somebody's tall and not that Yamal, nothing. You got to do tefillah again after Mila. Like Tova V'Sheres Biyado. Like Tova V'Sheres Biyado. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, where are we? Ushtei Talmidei Chachamim Odom Al Gam. Two Talmidei Chachamim stand next to him. Umodin Osam Mixas Kalos. Umisas Mixas Mitzvahs Kalos. Umixas Mitzvahs Chamuros. We tell him a few of the mitzvahs, each category. Talava Allah. And once he comes out of the mikvah, Hari Huki Yisrael L'chol Dvarav. He is a Jew. Isha Nashim Moshivos Osav B'mayim Atzavara. Let's say you have a woman convert. So the Beis Din is outside the mikvah. A woman. Women, Jewish women, put her in the mikvah. Ushdei talmidei chachamim, om delami bachutz. Talmidei chachamim stand outside. Omodino sam mixas mitzvahs kalos. Om mixas mitzvahs chamuros. Again, while they're in the mikvah, they are told about the mitzvahs. That's where they do have a kabbalah's mitzvahs. Echad ger v'echad ger v'meshuchrar. This is applies to a regular convert or an evan meshuchrar. As we mentioned yesterday, there are two stages of a goy going through the evad Kna'ani avenue to becoming Jewish. The second tefillah that he has is a real gerus tefillah. So he follows these rules as well. Ubamakam shenida toveles shom ger v'evan meshuchrar tovlin. In the place where a nida goes to the mikvah, same type of mikvah is needed by all, nida ger eved, v'chol davar shechotis b'tfilah, chotis b'ger b'eved m'shukhar b'nida. And the halachas of chatzitza, what's the word I'm looking for? Where you have a chatzitza, have an interference, thank you, into a halachic interference on a skin where the water is not going to touch the skin, so then that halacha applies also by all the people who require tfilah. Period. Amar Mar. Let's talk about the Brisa now. Ger Shabbalis Gayer, Amar Mar, Reisa Shabbalis Gayer, Umodinos, Mixas, Mrs. Kalos, Mixas, Mrs. Chamuros. So we teach him, sell the mitzvahs. We say, why do you want to be Jewish? My time, why do we do this? Deparsh Nifrosh, because we want him to turn around. If he's not committed, we're not interested in getting more Jews. We're not interested. We're only interested in biological expansion. Not on halachic expansion. So therefore, we try to convince him otherwise. Tell Rabbi Chalba, why? Kashim gerim l'Yisrael kesapachas. Because after all, gerim are difficult to Jews like sapachas. Like a sapachas is a type of saras. Tichsiv v'nilva gerim achem v'nisbecho abeis Yaakov. It's going to be a sapachas. So what's the pshat with this? Kashim kesapachas. So Tosas gets five different pshatim. Not all of them here. Tosas here gets four pshatim. Either because they're not going to be, they don't have the right background, they're not going to be as medactic in mitzvahs, so we're going to learn from them. Or, Rashi quotes, we're responsible for them now, call Yisrael Aravim Zelazeh. Or, a third answer is, because the Shekhinah is only Shora on Mishpachos Miyuchasos. A fourth answer, Tosva says, because we have to make sure not to take advantage of them, and it's more difficult. Again, all the approaches are generally negative. There is one approach that's positive about Gerim, and that's said by Rabbi Avraham Hager. In Tosfos and Kiddushin. It's quoted here from the Tosfos Yishanim. And that is, no, because they make us look bad. They make us look bad. Right? It's similar, mashal, for a Baal Tshuva. I ever have a Baal Tshuva over for Shabbos. And all of a sudden, you're sitting at your Shabbos table, and all of a sudden the Baal Tshuva says, isn't that Lashon Hara? Right? And we're having a conversation, and all of a sudden they're correcting us, and, you know, look at them bench, look at us bench. you know, let's... So again, they make us look bad. That's Koshim Kisapachas. That's the Pshat of Rav Avram Agir in Tosfos in Kiddush. Okay. Umodino so avon lechat shichah v'peyo meiser ani. So we tell him all about the matanos of the grains. My time up. Amar b'chei ba'aba amar b'yochanan. Why do we tell him about lechat shichah v'peyo? Ben noach ne'erag al-pachat v'shar v'putav lo nitan li'shavon. Because the halacha is that a guy that steals is chayiv misa. It's the halacha in Masechta Sanhedrin. Even on pachat v'shar v'putav. And therefore, Rashi gives two pshatim. And therefore, what? And therefore, he's going to see these poor Jews taken from his field. He's not going to remember the difference between the halacha, what he was, and he's going to go kill this guy. He's going to kill the people taken from his field. So that's why we have to make sure we tell him this halacha up front. The second pshat Rashi gives is that no. What's the reason that there's a difference in halacha of pachos bishav epruta by a non-Jew and a Jew? So the Gemara, Rashi quotes it here, is because non-Jews, the umos ha'olam, are medaktik afilu apachos bishav epruta. They're very medaktik with their every cent. So we teach him that we believe in lechashuk and peya. Much more hashkafic, nice idea here. No, we believe we give away a lot of our money to tzedakah. We are no snim, we are givers, and therefore you got to realize the religion that you're coming into. Period. We don't tell them every detail. What's the puzzle that says that once they show that they're committed, we let them? By Rus, Naomi sees that she really wants to go, so she stopped trying to convince her otherwise. Amrullah. So this is the conversation that took place with Naomi and Rus based on the Drashas Chazal. Also, on Tchum Shabbos, you know that we have a halach of Tchum Shabbos, says Naomi. Rus says, I go where you go. Also on Yichud, we have an Isra of Yichud. Vashar Talini Alin, I'll sleep where you sleep. Mifakdina Sheish Meos V'yugam Mitzvahs. We have 613 Mitzvahs. Amei Chami. Also on Avodz Gachavim, we can't worship idols. Elokayach Elokoy. Arba Mitzvah Nimshu LeBezdin. We have Dalet Mitzvahs Bezdin, Rus. Vashar Tamusi Amus. Beis Kfarim Nimshu LeBezdin. Even within those four, two of them are really bad. They get buried in a separate cemetery. V'shamei Kaver. Rus accepts everything. Once she does all that, miyad, vatera ki misametsa si v'chulu, she sees that she is serious, and she stops trying to push her away. Kibel malanoso miyad, once she accepts, then we do bris mila right away. Once the ger accepts, my taima, shehuye mitzvah lo mashihinon. We don't push off mitzvahs. You have a chance to do a mitzvah, so you do the bris mila right away. You look, see on the side, lametesim and aleph, remember there, we have a big discussion over there about this sugya of shihuye mitzvah lo mashahinan. We discussed Kiddush Levana, we discussed many mitzvahs then, but I didn't mention there, I mentioned this I think a few years ago maybe, the beautiful article from the Rav Asher Weiss, who actually was just here, for the Minchas Asher, if you want to look at it, in Bracious Simen Chav Beis, where he says, what's the difference between the following four principles? Zeriza makdima la mitzvahs, shihuye mitzvah lo mashahinan, Ein ma'avir na la'mitzvahs and chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. He says all those four seem to be pretty similar. So he says each one of them are very different though. Even though sometimes achronim and rishonim use them interchangeably, he thinks from the Gemaras, at least Chazal, use them in four very different ways. I guess we'll stop here. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. And then we'll talk about why Simen Chav Beis, I think, in Vayera. It's in Vayera. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Khan family, Zechanishas Moshe Eliezer ben Benyamin, and just today, this year sponsored Zechanishas Baruch Yehuda ben Yoel, the Derichker Rebbe, who's your site is today. Okay.
No coffee.